It's Brian and Tricia. It is Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a nice day. We have got in a couple of great folks with us. We've got Tanya Wigglesworth and we have got Tom Pitt in, and they are representing JT's Way. And Tanya, let's back up. For those who may not be familiar with JT's Way, let's explain what that is and why that is. And then it's very important that people understand that this organization is nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You have no axe to grind, and it literally is just for the benefit of other people.
Absolutely. So what we do is we assist families who have lost a child. We help with funeral and burial expenses. And I think it's also important to know, for people to know, that we work directly with the funeral homes or cemeteries. We send checks directly to them. We work with the families on other issues, and we're actually stepping into helping them find some counseling, things like that. But yeah, that's what we do is financially assist families who've lost a child, age birth to 20.
And this started because of the unfortunate and untimely loss of your son, JT.
Yes. And once again, I have to always just talk about how the Hardin County community just stepped in and helped us with so many different things. And the only way we knew to say thank you was to just pay it forward and move forward with JT's Way.
And so then that gets us into conversation with Tom. Tom is an instructor who actually had your son as a student in the automotive program. And you came to the family when this idea of having a big gala as a fundraiser for the organization. And you said, well, let me tell you about some conversations I had with JT and a dream he had. And then that's where you come in.
Right, yeah. So what we did was, it was a week before actually the accident. And he comes to me and he says, hey, this guy wants to trade me this third generation Camaro for my Cobalt. He said, what do you think I ought to do? I said, drive him to the clerk's office for sure. Make sure it doesn't back out.
Yeah.
And so he was really looking forward to that. And then the accident occurred. And actually I tried to get the one that he was going to trade for, and the guy had already gotten rid of it. But, so yeah, we've got the gala going on. And when we were in the planning stages, I said, hey, let's do something crazy. Let's put a car together in memory and in honor of JT, and we'll auction it off. And she said, that's crazy. Let's do it. And so we found this third-gen Camaro. And
Now, backing up just a little bit, yeah. Interrupting, the car wasn't that far from where you guys live, right?
What was it? I'm going to say like a mile and a half, maybe two miles. That, yeah.
And it was just sitting that close to where JT's home was, and none of you even knew the car was there.
No, absolutely had no idea. Not.
So the car, third generation Camaro, these, for lack of a better way to put it, these are the IROC Camaro style.
This one
bodies.
Is an IROC Z, yeah, absolutely.
And you lucked out and got your hands on a true IROC, which is great.
Yeah.
Good platform to start with. So basically you knew JT and you knew his desires and probably the type of modifications he would have wanted to make to the car.
Right.
So what have we done so far to this vehicle, from where we got it to where we are, and where are we going?
Right. So that's where we are. It's a solid driver. When we got it, it was a really good example of a car, but now it's a solid driver. It wouldn't bother me at all to get in the car and go wherever. And so the nice folks at Wayne's Tire Center have absolutely hooked us up with a beautiful set of wheels and tires for this. So it looks great. We've got other individuals and businesses who've chipped in and helped along with this. Right now, we're at aesthetics. Right now, we're just looking to make the thing look cool and sound cool. And we've got some stuff on JT's Way on their Facebook page. And it's really videos of me talking, pretty much. Might get tired of that, but it's going to stick around until we get the stuff bought. Exhaust, stereo, headlights, things like that. It's really just for the way it looks and the way it sounds. And it's all stuff that JT would do. And sometimes we get caught up in, you know, is this going to get done? Is that going to get done? It's still kind of a work in progress at this point. And me personally, I think back and I think, wait a minute. I remember what his car looked like when he drove it around. This is perfect right now.
Yes.
This will never, ever be done, but it will be an extension of what it needs to be.
And the thing is, JT was a mechanic and he would have worked on it for the rest of his life.
every single day.
He would have constantly wanted to make improvements to it and tweak it and tune it up. So, you know.
There was always something.
Yeah.
Always something.
Well, back to you, Tanya. So when is the gala and what kind of things are we talking about and how can folks help you raise money?
Okay, so we have the gala is going to be on April the 30th. And if you are wanting to attend that, you can go to the website, jtsway.com, go to events, click on the gala link, and you can purchase seats, you can purchase tables, you can also sponsor a parent if you can't make it. Some things that you can do to help is the folks at Swope has sponsored the gala, so you know, we could always use another sponsor, but they were very gracious in sponsoring us as well. Auction donations. We're going to have an online auction that leads up to the event as well as a live auction that night. So that's going to be fun. And then also too, if you need an advertisement for your business, we're going to have a program journal. So anyone who's donated in any way will be in that journal, but you can also purchase an ad for that journal as well. And that's just another way to help out.
All right. Maybe you can go home with an IROC.
Well, something about that. I was on the phone with a friend of mine last night, and there's a bounty on that car. He said, I'm going home with that.
Fantastic.
So I'm not naming names, but he's an out-of-towner. So he's going to come in guns a-blazing, ready to buy this thing.
Well, and that's exactly what we're doing it for, is to raise money and raise awareness. All right, that's Tanya and Tom from JT's Way. Thank you so much for the work you guys do.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.